For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
I'm on this river all the time, and I can definitely see a decline.
Ron Russell has been hunting alligators for nearly 30 years and says recently he's noticed a disturbing trend, fewer gators in many waterways. We're on Durham Creek in Berkeley County, a man-made section of the Cooper River, once used to flood plantation rice fields. Damage from Hurricane Irma is visible.
The weeds that are usually underwater got pushed up on top of the grass.
But Ron believes Mother Nature is not to blame. He says the gators ride out storms just like we do. He says the problem is like the river, man-made. Too many gators are being killed, not just during the public hunts, but all year. And the gators he does see are skittish. We are motoring along when suddenly there is a giant splash.
He really hated to get caught out in the open.
That splash was a 10 to 11 foot alligator. The gator saw us long before we saw him.
So that made him swirl and kick his tail up and actually take off underwater.
Just a few years ago, Ron says a gator that size would not move. He believes it's been overhunted and knows all too well the sound of a boat. In some ways, that's good news. Those big bull gators, or males, help keep the species alive.
I love to see those gators react the way they do, because that tells me that he's been here, could be up to 40 years.
The Department of Natural Resources says it is still counting the numbers from this year's public hunt, ending in mid-October.
Well, I think weather does influence, you know, the harvest as well as, you know, hunter participation.
Jay Butterfilowski works for the department and says public hunting numbers have been down the past couple of years. He believes not because of fewer alligators, but because of bad weather, like the 2015 floods, Hurricane Matthew, and Irma just this year. What's more, he says, the hunts may be doing their job, conditioning alligators to avoid people.
Well, it's certainly become a little more difficult than what it used to be. You know, early on, 2008, 2009, it was probably a lot more easier to go out and catch an alligator if you were an alligator hunter.
Ron says he can still catch a gator when he can find one. He knows they can hide underwater for long periods of time and is willing to wait them out. He also knows how to call them. A standoffish 6-foot gator that had been cautiously eyeing us from afar suddenly swims toward the boat.
It's a baby call. It sounds like a baby in distress.
It's also a dinner bell for bigger gators, including this juvenile who got extremely close.
Even though we tempted him with him thinking it was food here, once he realized it was people, he did what all gators do. He backed away and left us alone.
Ron says alligators are misunderstood. He says he's not as worried about the once-a-year public hunts as he is the state's nuisance gator and private lands programs. He's worked for all three.
There's a lot of people that just don't like an alligator and doesn't mind ridding themselves of every gator they can rid themselves of.
Jay Butterfilowski with DNR agrees, but he says it's hard to tell private landowners how to handle their property, and even harder to convince newcomers that backyard gators are best left alone. He says the state conducts yearly alligator counts, although he admits it's more of a snapshot than an exact amount. Ron Russell just hopes if there is a problem, it's found before it's too late. For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.